From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Congress has extended three controversial provisions of the anti-terrorism law known as the Patriot Act. President Obama has signed the legislation remotely from France just minutes before the provisions would have expired. He did so by directing the use of an AutoPen device back at the White House, creating an official signature there. NPR's David Wellness says one Republican senator held up the measure for days, demanding changes to the law.
Kentucky freshman Republican Senator Rand Paul threatened to cause the three Patriot Act provisions to expire if he was not allowed to offer amendments aimed at placing tighter controls on those provisions. In the end, Senate leaders relented and allowed votes on the amendments, which failed. Paul was joined by 22 other senators in opposing the four-year extension of the Patriot Act provisions, but 72 senators voted for it. In the House, the measure also passed 250 to 153. Proponents of the extensions argued they were needed to give law enforcement officials all the tools they needed to head off another terrorist attack. David Wellness, NPR News, the Capitol.
The president and other leaders of the group of eight major industrialized nations have ended their summit in France with a statement encouraging democratic change in the Middle East and North Africa. President Obama says people in countries such as Egypt and Tunisia need support.
Not only as they transition to democracy, but also ensuring that that democratic transition is accompanied by economic growth, which can provide more opportunities for all the people, particularly the young people in the region.
But as a group, the G8 leaders declined to name a specific pledge of financial support for Egypt and Tunisia. Instead, they noted that international development banks have as much as $20 billion to loan those two countries. More than 200 people are still missing in Joplin, Missouri, following the tornado that devastated that city. Anxious relatives are looking for any sign of their loved ones. Amanda Marshall was frustrated to find that her missing niece is not even on the list of those who've not been located.
It's not on here.
I did a missing persons report.
It's not on here.
Others are keeping vigil at the temporary morgue where bodies are being identified. NPR's Sonari Glinton says there's been an outpouring of help for people who've lost their homes in Joplin.
Thousands of volunteers from churches, schools, and lodges from across several states are filling the streets of Joplin. They're offering food, medical aid, and cleanup help. The state's attorney general says he's already deployed investigators to crack down on those who'd prey on victims. The state says it's on the lookout for price gouging on gas and building materials. It's also on the lookout for phony charities and contractors who offer to do work but demand pay up front. Numerous reports of looting have caused the city to institute a 9 o'clock curfew. Sonari Glinton, NPR News, Joplin.
This is NPR News from Washington. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says any peace deal in Afghanistan must be negotiated with the help of Pakistan. She's in Pakistan today on a visit aimed at easing tensions with that country following the raid by U.S. Navy SEALs on Osama bin Laden's compound there. A former executive with the Nasdaq Stock Exchange has pleaded guilty to making illegal trades based on tips he got at his job. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports the scheme produced more than $500,000 in illegal profits.
Donald Johnson worked in Nasdaq's market intelligence unit in New York from 2006 to 2009. As part of his job, he often got confidential information from companies, such as advance notice about earnings releases and executive departures. Johnson told a federal judge in Virginia he misused that information to make illegal trades in his wife's name. Prosecutors say he acted like a fox in a hen house. He faces as many as 20 years in prison when he's sentenced in August. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is expected back on the witness stand in Chicago today. Robert Wildebor, member station WBEZ, reports Blagojevich is testifying at his retrial on corruption charges.
Blagojevich spent hours yesterday telling jurors stories of his childhood and making jokes. He talked about wearing a lot of polyester in college during the disco era. His upbringing is relevant to help explain his state of mind at the time of the alleged crimes, whether he was really intending to commit crimes. Prosecutors say when Barack Obama won the presidency, Blagojevich tried to use his power to appoint Obama's successor in the Senate to enrich himself. Blagojevich says he was just throwing out ideas to brainstorm with his advisors. It was all just talk.
I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.